Lockdown puzzle, Hakusai's Great Wave off Kanagawa. Even the border escapes me. There are pieces of the sky I cannot seem to put my finger on. The wave about to dash the boat to pieces is dashed to pieces. The pieces are shaped like fractals of flying sea foam. The outside of the box offers what might be pieced together. The wave lifts white and Prussian blue, while the sky lies flat and beige as the raw cardboard inside the box. The wave stands taller than a snow-topped mountain with three boats slung low in the troughs. Rows of fat white dots, like white dots of foam, are the round tops of the heads of fishermen who are looking not overhead at the crest about to crash, but down into the lurch of the sea where they are likely to be drowned amidst a hissing mess of foam and wreckage. The puzzle lies spilled, shipwrecked on the table, all flotsam and jetsam, a piece of boat here, a mountaintop there, sky and wave all jumbled, the edges aligned with the horizon of the tabletop's steep drop. It comes over me in waves, this failure to put together the big picture. I had thought the working of it would give me a feeling of what? Peace? A fitting way to pass the time, a sense of pleasure in the making sense of things. The table is now no use as a surface. For months now, it is all puzzle. The white shapes of water shaped like random spindrift, spinning across the beige ground of the table or the cardboard colored sky, fragments of yellow boats and blotches that could be sea foam, snowflakes, or bowed heads. Maybe nothing finally locks the surface into an illusion of its smoothness. Even if I rhyme each shape with its absence, even if I finish this wave its monstrous gesture, after would not my giant hand be another crumbling the world about to crumble, sweeping the confusion back into its box?